I'm Reverend Dennis Christensen from First Baptist Church of Trumansburg, and I'm your pastor for the day. Labor Day weekend is upon us. It is the unofficial end of summer, they say. For many people, it will be a last-minute attempt to hold on to summer. Airports, highways, beaches, and theme parks will be packed this weekend. TSA expects to screen a record 17 million people at airports. AAA says reservations for lodging are running much higher than last year. Families like ours will get together for picnics and barbecues. These may be the last large get-togethers until Thanksgiving. But try as we may to hang on to summer, the signs are all around us that it is ending. The fawns we're glad we avoided as they crossed in front of our vehicles this summer have lost their spots. We can drive along our highways and see the ears on the corn. Apple trees are full, summer flowers are withering, and the sun is getting lower in the sky. Official or unofficial, the signs of a waning summer are all around us. We cannot make it go on. God's world has endings and beginnings. Summer fades into fall. Fall relinquishes its color to the white and gray of winter. Winter thaws into spring, and spring blossoms into summer again. For those who believe in Jesus Christ, ends are beginnings. No matter the situation, we have hope. Scripture says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. In Christ, we are born again into new hope. In Christ, our time of spiritual malaise gets new vitality. In Christ, our illness is healed. In Christ, our darkness is changed to light. For those who believe in Jesus, there is no end, only beginnings. Seasons change, but God does not. The summers of our lives give way to fall, but that is not an end. The prophet Isaiah says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of God will stand forever. I implore you and remind myself, take time to enjoy each new day. Don't try to hang on to the past. The Bible tells us to make the most of each day. Don't spend time looking for the past. A season may be ending, but God says, remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? You can't grab a hold of the past. You can't hold on to summer. I don't know about you, but this summer, I didn't do all that I wanted, or all that I planned, or all that I should have done. But now the season is changing, and we turn our faces to new things. Children are going back to school. There are vegetables to pick, apples to eat, festivals to attend, pumpkins to carve, football games to watch. It's a new season, and God is in it. For those in Christ, even death unfolds into a new season. So it is with the resurrection of the dead. What is sown is perishable. What is raised is imperishable. When the perishable puts on the imperishable, and the mortal puts on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? We give thanks to the God of beginnings through our Lord Jesus Christ. And so, dear brothers and sisters, don't look back. Enjoy the Labor Day weekend. Overflow in blessings of the Lord, knowing that in Him your labor is never in vain. I'm Reverend Dennis of First Baptist Trumansburg, and it's my privilege to be your pastor for the day.